Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and we are going to have Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne come with the word. But before he does, I'm going to share a brief scripture with you, and we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm going to start with verses 13, and it says, "And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." And blessed be that reading of the word. Amen. And I want to focus on quenching not the spirit. And the reason why I say this is because so many of us out there, you all, we say that we want God to order our steps. Amen. We say that the steps of a good man are order of the Lord. And we say, okay, lead and guide us in the paths in which we should go. Amen. But it's important that we quench not the spirit, because there's the spirit of God that leads us. Amen. It's the spirit of God that will do what you have prayed for it to do. And if you are saying, God, lead me and guide me in the right way in which I should go, then allow the spirit to have its way. Amen. And I'm saying this because a lot of us out there, we say the one thing, but then when we get the tap on our shoulder from the spirit to go this way instead of that way, then we quench it, meaning we don't allow it to reign in our lives. Amen. And what happens when we quench the spirit of God, we begin to go not according to the will of God. But this is when once you put the spirit down and we say, no, don't take over, then we begin to go on our own agenda and we begin to operate on our own endeavors. Amen. And so what happens when we're going on our own accord is that we find ourselves not doing the will and purpose of God. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're continuing to decrease and having the spirit of God increase within our lives and truly allow it to reign and totally relinquish our authority and our control to the spirit of God. Amen. And all of this comes with faith. It comes with totally putting our faith and our trust and belief in God. Amen. That he will do what he said he's going to do. Amen. And so without further ado, we're going to have Prophet come forth with the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank Pastor Tiara Hawthorne for the opening, and it's lined up what the Lord has for us tonight. And it all begins with the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to say anything different in regards to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is real and we need the Holy Spirit dwelling in us to be able to do anything. We need the Holy Spirit. There is no other options. There is no other way out to basically seek God. Without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to seek God the way that we need to seek God. And I'm just going to read from St. John, the 4th chapter. And I'm just going to start with the 7th verse. And it's extremely important. We talk about it all the times, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide you into all truths. And we keep expressing the concerns of the people that don't have the Holy Spirit and the people that do have the Holy Spirit, not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, because this is where it all starts. This is where the communication with Christ and the Father, it starts right there with the Holy Spirit. But we're going to read the 7th verse, and we're going to go down as far as the Lord will say that we go. "And a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For his disciples had gone away in the city to buy food. Then a woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask to drink from me, a Samaritan woman, for Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Hallelujah. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And I want to focus on the 13th and the 14th verse, because you can see that he was with the Samaritan woman and he was about to drink from the well. And he was trying to explain to the Samaritan woman in regards to not a natural water, but a spiritual water, which is the Holy Spirit. And I had a question out there to you out there in Radio Land. Why do you thirst? Why do you thirst? When Jesus came, he came and died and he rose for us to dwell with him, and we not to have a desire of a thirst, of a natural thirst, of a spiritual thirst that you cannot quench, because you're not letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. You're not letting the Holy Spirit do the job. So you continue to thirst. You continue to thirst daily because you're seeking things that are not above. You're seeking things that are on this earth, and you continue to thirst, and you continue to thirst, and you continue to try to figure things out on your own, and you let the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy daily. You let the enemy come and to put you into situations that you cannot stand on your own, and you try to seek God by a superficial prayer, by a superficial shout, by a superficial praise, by a superficial things that you do, but you're truly not allowing the Holy Spirit to come and lead and guide you into all truths. You still thirst because you're not seeking after the living water, which the Lord has said that he will. It will spring up in an everlasting life in you, and you will not receive the everlasting life because you refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. And I just want to read down a little farther. We're going to go down to the 21st verse, saying, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you neither on the mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know that we worship for salvation is of the Jews, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in the truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you must worship Christ in the spirit and in truth, and the only way to worship him in spirit and in truth is to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in him. Not only have the Holy Spirit dwelling with him, have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you in your everyday life. It's acknowledging him in every aspect of your life. That way he can erect your path. It's more than this, than life, than basically just speaking these things. It's actually doing these things. It's letting your light shine that men and women could see him and glorify with him which is in heaven. It's doing the right thing. It's this loving each other as God also loved us through his son Jesus. It's more to this thing than meets the eye, and we must do what we need to do and be determined, no matter what the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter what we're going through, that we must desire to be more like Christ, and we must desire to feel the thirst that we thirst. And the only way to feel that thirst is halable seek. That only the way to feel that thirst is through the power of Jesus, through the power of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. So we must be led by the Spirit, by this letting the Spirit of God move in you. And I rebuke all the demonic forces out there that is confused with what I'm saying right now. You're saying, you're right now, what is that man talking about? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, and dwelling in you the way that God intended for it to dwell in you. It's letting the Holy Spirit reach up and guide you into everyday decision making. It's not just you doing it on your own. Christ is there to lead and guide you in every situation, every circumstance. Everything is supposed to be led and guided by Christ. And the only way it can be led and guided by Christ is through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about it some more. And in order for you to get away, or get, hallelujah, the addictions out of your life, you must let the Holy Spirit dwelling you. In order for you to be delivered, in order for you to be set free, in order for circumstances to be turned upside down, you must let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, and you must let that thirst go away. The only way that thirst is going to go away, the only way that desire to be filled is to go away, is for you can totally be committed to Christ. That means getting on your knees, praying and seeking God like you have never sought him before. It's like seeking God's face like you never sought his face before. It's not something that can be done overnight. It takes time, but it takes time and patience, and you must use the fruits of the Spirit in this patience, grace and mercy and suffering and all the things that need to be done. As being a Christian, is this not something that you can just do 1 week and then the next week go back to what you was doing before? It's not something that you can do 1 hour while you in church and then go back to doing the same things that you did when you leave the service. No, it's not about that. And the only way that you can be filled and not thirst anymore is stop doing those things that you're doing, going to church and then going back to what you're doing, doing the things that you say are right, but you're really doing it in the wrong way, because you're doing it in the wrong way because you're not seeking after righteousness, you're not seeking after God, you're not using the spiritual discernment that God has given you, the Holy Spirit, because you don't even know what spiritual discernment is. So you determine things by the wisdom and knowledge of man, and it's not of God. And you sit up there in the pulpit, some of you pastors, some of you apostles, some of you preachers and prophets, and you speak things that got great swelling words to people, and they're so excited that they donate money to you, and they're so excited when they leave, but you didn't prophesy a lie, and you didn't told them things that are not, that's not true, and it's not the word of God. You have told them lies, and you're being controlled by the father of lies, because it's not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is gentle, it is wise of us, and it's being led by the Holy Spirit that makes you wise, not the wisdom of man, because it seems wise to a man to tell somebody else what they need to do, and you don't do it yourself, but it seems right to a man to do that, because they don't know what you're doing, and not they don't know, and they're following by what you're saying. They thinking you're a great man, they thinking you're a great woman of God, they thinking you got it all together, but you know secretly what you're doing, and you know secretly that you're thirsting, and you're not being filled, but you continue to deliver the word. You continue to deliver the word every single time you have an opportunity to deliver the word. You continue to speak of Christ and that he is your right hand, but he's not your right hand, he's your left hand, because you're leaving him behind and you're letting the enemy, the devil and his demonic forces, control you and guide you into all truths. Not the Son of the God that's directing you. No, and you continue to thirst. And this world continue to just run over you because you have lost your Christian values. You no longer consider to be a Christian in the sight of God, in the sight of his Son. You don't line up with the word of God saying. You're still thirsty, and you still say, I'm a Christian, but your standards have went way down to all-time low. And I'm talking to Christians out there. You say that you are a Christian. You say you love Christ, but you hate your brother and your sister. You say you're a Christian and you love Christ, but you don't do the things that Christ said to do in the Bible. You are far away from him. This the way that you're so desensitized, and the way that you just try to rationalize things and how things are being done in this day and this time, and it's not like it was before. No, you cannot do that. That means that you're thirsty and you're not being filled because you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Because if you let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, God is a spirit, and you, those who worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what you will be doing. You will be worshiping him in spirit and truth. And guess what will be happening? Miracles, signs, and wonder will be happening. And these things that are determining that to be the output of this day will not happen. These things that seem like they're happening right now will not be happening the way that they're happening. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into any details. And if your eyes are blind right now to what I'm saying, they're going to continue to be blind. But if you have a little bit of sight in your eyes, know what I'm saying. If you could focus on Christ, focus on the deliverance, focus on being healed and delivered and set free, I dare you to do it by being the prime example, Christ being the prime example. He suffered, he bled, and died, and he gave us a right to the tree of life through the Holy Spirit. So don't thirst anymore. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. And I thank you for listening, and God bless.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for tuning in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We also encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. We enjoy your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Or if you'd like to call in to us, please do so at 334-496-2086. And until next time, may God bless you.